Hey, Dreamers, I just wanted to thank you so much for the support with my first ever live show to celebrate 1 year of Dreamers Podcast. During the show, we raised $600 for Give Kids the World charity. If you'd like to donate, go to howtodream.co/support and click on the picture at the top for Give Kids the World. I know this is a really long episode, 2.5 hours, and if you want to see the video of it, go to howtodream.co/year to see the final cut. And I know you're going to want to see this video because it's even more hilarious. Stick around to the end of this show because I have some really big announcements that I really want you to hear. Thanks again, and here's to another year of bigger and better dreams.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
All right. Well, we're about to get started here. Sorry that it took so long to get this going here. So,
this us right here?
Yeah, it's us right here.
Hi, Beatrice.
Yeah, we got Beatrice, and Anthony is somewhere at the moment. He's probably tending to his child.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there's him.
What is it, Anthony? That's on your shirt? What is the thing that?
It, me? Rich?
Yeah, what's that?
The obnoxious rapper things. I'm the guy with the obnoxious necklaces this evening. So I have.
There's always one of
Napoli.
Them.
My good friend from Facebook, you may have seen him before. And of course, my name and my face, because everyone needs to have a lanyard with their name and their face on it, I feel.
How else would you know that it's you?
Right, exactly. And we, of course, are here for the Dreamers Podcast 1 year anniversary. And you can hashtag during the show. And we're hashtagging How to Dream.
Yeah, man.
So please do that.
Yeah, definitely. Take some pictures, some selfies. We want to we're trying to raise some money tonight, too. The whole idea of this is to raise money for Give Kids the World. Yeah, man. They give kids a chance to be kids, and they're, you know, dealing with life-threatening illnesses. So you get we want to raise some money for them.
It's a good cause.
People behind us
we're
here.
Supporting it.
They're trying to file in to go watch this live on TV in the living room. So,
because there's nothing like live on TV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, Pete. Hi, Joe.
Hiya.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're just getting ready to get started here. We have some fun games and events to hopefully raise some money for Give Kids the World. And I got my man Rich Quick here, who is generous enough to be here, wants to give us a little performance.
At some point.
We're going to get to that. But since we already have some people in the room, why don't we do a quick follow-up first with you, Beatrice?
Oh, let's see. In the past year, my life has changed quite a bit. So since our recording, I haven't done as much in the fitness industry as like doing as many races that we talked about and things like that. But basically, I lost my mom, dad, and husband within 8 weeks, and it was probably about a month after we recorded. So it's been a lot of healing process and just, you know, getting better and getting up every single day and just making a better day. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on, so I got a lot of good things to report coming up. I'm sure I'll get into a lot more fun stuff. But this year has been a lot about healing and recovery and just inspiring things every day to just keep everybody going, including me. So,
we love you, Beatrice.
Oh, I love you guys, too. You guys got me through it.
So, you know, it has been a really crazy year for you. And it's amazing what you've been able to pull through in that year and the amazing people that have stood up around you in the meantime. So I'm very happy to have been one of those people to be there.
And you have been. You guys have all been so wonderful. And honestly, without all the support from everybody, I truly don't know how I could have just kept my head going in a positive direction. Because some days, you know, it's kind of tough to keep going in that way. So, you know, without everybody around me, you know, that truly helps. And your inspiration, your Dreamers podcast, man, hearing other people doing it keeps you going. So
really,
you guys do a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Kathleen is one of the newer alumni for the Dreamers podcast.
Hey. Yeah, I'm representing.
Woo!
Look at that. Look at that. Thank you so much for supporting that, the hashtag How to Dream. So how are you doing tonight, Kathleen?
Oh, just running around like crazy. We're heading down to Walt Disney World next week.
Woo!
Woo! Who's happy about that?
Oh, gosh.
This evening.
It's a big trend. We're all very fortunate to be able to go. And for those that don't know, Kathleen runs specialmouse.com, helping families with special needs, whether it's autism or pregnancy or one of the other countless other reasons that you would need have special needs or special attention needed for your vacation to Disney World. Did I blow that? Did I do it right?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much. It's we do a lot of special needs trip reports. I like to give people with all kinds of health challenges, special needs and disabilities. I want to give them a voice in the Disney podcast world, talk about their experiences, to give tips and advice to other travelers, encouragement, motivation so that they know that they're not alone and that they can do it. Sometimes a trip to Walt Disney World or any of the other parks, you know, it's quite an undertaking for a family, particularly. But when you throw in some special needs or disabilities in the works, then it can become even more challenging. So we like to give out some tips, advice. I have a community of people that help each other out. And they're probably doing it right now. I mean, I don't even have to be there. And they're all helping each other out and answering questions and everything. So it's great. It's a great podcast and a great community. And it's my baby.
And you should totally go check out her episode. It just came out, I think a week or two ago. I go through them so quickly. It's hard to keep up exactly. But thank you for being here with us, Kathleen. I really appreciate it. And actually, in here in the house, I mean, Rich Quick was a member of the show. Was it like 5 or 6 months ago?
Probably about 5 or 6 months.
Actually,
ago.
No. Was it still warm? It might have been still warm out.
No, I don't think so. I think it was cold. Hey, listen. Oh yeah, but we had the fan.
It's always cold up there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about
it's
that.
It's cold up. Yeah,
it
come
is,
on.
It
now.
Is not Orlando, Florida. Although it did look like it was going to rain earlier.
See, what you don't know is that Rich Quick just came here from Massachusetts he was performing last night up there, drove down today, this morning, and it was here about 2 hours after he landed, drove down. So,
wow.
An 8-hour drive in traffic. It was crazy.
Wow.
Ridiculous. But we're here. We're here tonight. And we're hashtagging How to Dream in our posts and our tweets on social network in support of the Dreamers podcast 1 year anniversary. And we're happy to be here.
Yeah, man, it's been an amazing, amazing year. Other guests previous guests that we've had on the show, we have Jason Nordoff.
Yeah, glad
Jason,
to be here.
Come on,
thanks
come
for
over
having
here.
Me.
Get,
having
get right, in the frame.
Let's get in the frame. Let me put my beverage down here.
Beverage.
Water, it's water.
Yeah, of course it's water.
Yeah, it has to be.
What else would it be?
Exactly.
Red to look up.
Yeah. So for those that don't know or can't quite remember 180 episodes in, Jason Nordoff was on the show to talk about donating a kidney to his one of his best friends'
stepfather. One of my best friends, yeah. And it's something that I'd never thought 2 seconds about. He Actually, he didn't even ask me to do it right away. He said,
sorry, go ahead.
And I saw on Facebook from a mutual friend that he needed a kidney, and I didn't think 2 seconds of it because I know that's something that they would do for me. And 2 years later, we had surgery, and then everything's back to normal for him, for me, everything's good. And I would do it again if I had an extra kidney to give, but I only have one left. I need it.
It's a trying process, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was trying. I mean, we started out at one hospital. We didn't like how some of the results came back. We didn't like how the staff was treating us, not to name names. but we ended up switching to another facility, and everything went perfectly great. And within 6 months, rather than a year and a half from the previous facility, I could have asked for a better experience, but it was a 4 to 6 week recovery period. I was out of work. I was laid up in bed. It's absolutely horrible being stuck in your house for 4 to 6 weeks with nobody visiting you outside of your immediate family. But you know, we made it. We're back. I'm back. I was back to work, you know, within 5 weeks, and everything's great.
Helped save a life, and everything's going well since then, right? Since
yeah, everything's great. One of the downfalls to receiving a kidney, if you're in that unfortunate situation, is that medicine is very, very expensive. We're talking thousands of dollars a month. And part of what I talked about on my show on your podcast is how do we raise money to help him pay for his medications? And we had a cornhole tournament, which, if anyone's not familiar with that, is you have the pieces of wood with the circle, and you throw the bean bags in the circle for points. And we had a tournament. We raised $1,500 with the help of the Elks Lodge that I'm a member of. And from there, we haven't been closer to each other than, you know, from that point on. He's joined me for walks to cure psoriasis. Currently, I'm in a walk to actually a National Kidney Foundation. There's a walk in June 6th that we're doing in Trenton, our state's capital, to raise money for kidney awareness, kidney research, kidney disease, to help fight that. And that's something that my sister and my fiance and I are going to do. And hopefully they raise a lot of money to do that.
Well, let me know where I can donate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me a link. Yeah, I'll share it out.
Yeah, and I'll give it to you, and I'll tweet it out with the hashtag How to Dream.
Thank you.
But more importantly than that, tonight is we're raising money for Give the Kids. You know,
give kids the world.
Give kids the world. And we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to experience life that they wouldn't normally experience.
Yes. It's a great cause. So to donate, all you have to do is go to howtodream.co/year. You're probably watching this video right now from that website. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a giant logo that says Give Kids the World. You click there, you can donate right to their page. And we are able to track all that from here in the headquarters.
Headquarters, I like it.
Another guest that we have here tonight is Jeanette. She was on the show quite early on.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Joe.
She's all the way down here from New York.
Yeah.
How's life been going for you since
It's been going. My episode was way back. I was one of the first ones you recorded. I just remember it being released, I think it was like July of last year. It's probably about a year ago that we recorded. Maybe like the end of May. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. Well, since it was such a long time ago, I am a freelance photographer. You know, I shoot a lot of entertainment, school photos, sports photos, and event photos. Anybody that pays me to take photos, I take photos. So it's been a year, to say the least. A lot of highs, a lot of lows, and you know, I'm still chugging along, doing my dream of photography.
It's always exciting, day in and day out, ain't it?
Yep, it's always something different every day.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down here to enjoy. You got to hang out with another previous guest.
Yes,
this morning.
I did. Yes, I did.
The incredible Jim Hill.
Mr. Jim Hill. Yes, I was in New York City this morning. Jim Hill had a speech on the history of Frozen, which was actually really cool. Got to see about some of the original concept they did and how the idea of the Snow Queen was something that Disney had dating all the way back to right after Snow White was released. That was one of the early ideas they had, along with The Little Mermaid, as I'm representing my girl Ariel here on my shirt for those.
Oh, yeah, we all love our Disney.
Yes,
here.
Ariel's my girl. But yeah, no, it was really, really cool getting to see how the movie basically evolved into what it became today. At one point, the character of Elsa was supposed to be a... oh, it's raining. She was.
Yeah, I think it's raining. Oh, wow, it is raining.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to close this garage door then.
All right, well, apparently Elsa decided to do rain instead of snow. But yeah, Elsa was actually...
Thank goodness it's not cold enough for snow, right?
Yeah, thank God. It's actually been really nice today. So, yeah, so Elsa was actually supposed to be a show-stopping diva voiced by Bette Midler, as opposed to Broadway's star Idina Menzel. So it was actually really cool hanging with Jim Hill today.
Well, hopefully I'll get to hang out with him someday in person.
Yes, he's a very cool guy, a wealth of knowledge.
Dave, would you like to step up? Another recent guest we just had, he completed his first full marathon actually it was in January, so you're going back like 4 months already. Crazy how time just flies like that when you're pumping out episodes 3 times a week. Dave Kosh.
How's it going, Joe?
Oh, it's going amazing. It would be going more amazing if our film that we're going to show you a little bit later on, me and Dave did a film together with a bunch of other people. You might recognize some of the faces in it. And unfortunately, it wasn't nominated for anything for the film festival that we applied to.
This film festival is going really big. Had it been a couple of years ago, we would have definitely got in. We did a great job, though, for start off. It came out so much better than I hoped that it could ever do. So I really thank you for actually taking up the time to do this with me. So,
well, I appreciate you thinking of me, right? Because Dave was like, well, I didn't think you would say yes because you do so many things at once. How the heck do you have time to do all this stuff? And I'm like, well, I don't. But I'm going to make the time. And I paid for it for days after the fact. But it was okay. It was totally worth it. And I can't wait to show it all to you later.
For three weeks, it basically consumed our lives, more or less. We had so many online meetings about this and going text back and forth and even arguing at times about how it should actually come out and what should go on. So it was quite an experience, to say the least.
Definitely. So you're still running. Everything's going well, right?
Still running. Going to do my first goofy race and a half challenge in January. So I kind of took a couple of about a month or so break after the marathon and now kind of just really ramping up to really kind of train for that.
Those breaks are killer, man. It's like your legs want to break off. Your shins and the calf muscles get
exactly.
All tight again.
Exactly. Getting back out there is not the most fun thing, but once you do it, you feel so much better. It's like, okay, why did I stop?
I agree. Every time I take a break, I hate myself for it after the fact. So anyway, anything else big going on?
Well, I have been working on I'm a teacher, and I've been working on a project using your podcast, actually.
I totally forgot about this. This is really, really cool. Real quick, go through it.
All right. So I'm an English teacher, and as a teacher, I'm supposed to tell my students that you can do anything that you want if you set your mind to it. And I believe that. You obviously believe that, given the podcast and everything. But then I'm giving them stories of broken dreams, of mice and men, Romeo and Juliet, A Raisin in the Sun. I'm basically contradicting everything that I'm telling my students. So I wanted to kind of do something about that. I had a really good group of 11th graders, my juniors, that I decided to, for their term paper, they had to write a 5 to 8 page paper on a persuasive essay on following your dreams. And one of the things I was teaching is how to do internet sources and how to quote personal interviews. So I made Joe's podcast, the Dreamers podcast, part of the actual research. They had to pick one of the shows, download the show, pick one of the shows and talk about a past guest on how they have been following their dreams and talk about their struggles and their triumphs. As a matter of fact, I have 6 more to edit before I send them back to them for on Monday for a final draft, which I should probably get in 2 weeks. And this morning I actually just edited one that was talking about Jason. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing how these come out at the moment. They're still in the rough draft phase, but I've been really impressed with what some of these kids have been saying. So
we're gonna come up with a way to get these out. We were hoping to have it ready to go for this show, but obviously with like 30 some kids, it's a lot of papers to grade. So
just in that class, I got about 120 freshmen on top of that. So
but you know what? Either way, I appreciate the captive audience. It's greatly appreciated, Dave. So
my pleasure, Joe.
I'm glad to, always glad to oblige.
No problem.
And looking forward to reading some of these papers.
Yes.
And learning more about it. So before Lori is in the house, all the way from Virginia. Now, Lori was here on the show with me quite a while ago, or I guess it wasn't too long ago, five months ago, because I found out about Lori from a mutual friend of ours, a podcaster, Wes Chapman. It's getting a little lightning out there.
Oh.
It wasn't even supposed to rain tonight. go figure. All right, so hopefully don't lose power. Anyway, we became friends. I seen that her son had asked for her he did a GoFundMe to raise money for a wheelchair that she needed, which was an ergonomic wheelchair. She needed it badly because of fuses in her back that were coming apart because of the crappy 10-year-old chair that she had, and it was way expensive. So I was like, you know what? Let's get her on the show. Let's see if we can raise some money. We only raised a little bit of money. I think like, I don't know, $100 or $150 or something. Okay. But what happened next was amazing. And before you go, I'm just going to say, I was at my desk where many of you know I left my family's business a year ago, or a little over a year ago. And I was in there. I was doing some tech work that I still do for them. And I sat down at my old desk. And just as I sat down, I get a message from Lori saying, and now
that because of the podcast that got out on my Facebook and everything, and my church heard about it, and so a few weeks went by and I got a letter in the mail with the check for the difference to buy the wheelchair, and they wouldn't have done that, they wouldn't have known about it without the podcast. And so I've got the wheelchair. Actually, just came a couple of days ago, put together. And what you don't know is because of the podcast and what we've talked about dreaming and how I didn't really have any dreams. I was too nervous of going out with my wheelchair and getting stuck and whatnot. But I don't have that fear because I've got this new chair now. So now I'm training for my first 5K.
That's awesome. So you can do that in the wheelchair?
In the wheelchair, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, my son's helping me train.
I didn't know if you needed like a special wheelchair for it.
Well, when I got it, I got the wheels that were for marathons. So I got the best wheels so that I could do races.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, and please let me know when you do so we can get you in back on the show to talk about that experience, because I haven't had anybody. I mean, I've had runners, you know, Beatrice and Dave and myself and Michelle Scriven-McLean and all these other people, but I haven't had anybody do it in a wheelchair. So that's awesome.
I'll be the first.
Yes. Awesome. Is Owen here? I see his he's in the chat room, but he's muted. Oh, he's unmuted.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for joining us. Mr. Sir Owen Disney.
Hey, Austin. How are you?
Hey. I'm great, actually.
How's it going?
I'm just doing the YouTube life and relaxing, getting ready for another vacation.
Sweet. Where are you headed?
Where do you think?
Well, I was going to say, but you go to that other park.
Yeah, that other park is doing amazing things right now. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Still the other park.
123 days.
Nice.
The countdown begins.
It already has.
So Owen was on the show not too long ago, and we talked about doing, you know, online YouTube videos and all that stuff. It hasn't been that long ago, but how's it been since then?
Well, we finally hit over 90,000 subscribers, views.
90,000 subscribers, hold.
Oh, yay, man. Somehow, some way, we got to 90,000 subscribers overnight.
I think Alan's going to be calling soon.
Yeah, no lie. No, we finally hit over 91,000 views on the channel.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. We're still a little bit over 800 now when it comes to subscribers, so I'm still trying to get that magic 1,000 number.
I'm sure you will get it, man. Just gotta keep at it every single day.
Exactly.
And then one day, 90,000 subscribers. Hashtag a dream on Twitter, right, Facebook, all your social networks.
I've been doing a ton of podcasts lately, so trying to get the word out there.
Podcasts are a great way to do it, man. There's lots of dedicated listeners. There's lots of listeners who don't listen all the time. Jeanette, yep. Dave, Jason.
I'm just backed up.
Just backed up. 75 episodes back. Well, it's quite all right. Quite all right. So anyway, well, I Anthony, are you here? Are you with us right now, Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony Hayes is a unsung hero of the show. Probably none of you have ever met before right this moment, but that's okay. So Anthony has his own show, Me, Myself, and I Radio, at memyselfandiradio.com, and him and I have connected over the last couple months, and I'm very thankful for the relationship that we have built, because he helped me set all this stuff up as far as making sure everything worked and sounded fine. I mean, it was Thursday night, and we were setting up in here for, I don't know what, like 2 hours we were sitting in here making sure things, you know, troublesome.
Like that.
And I'm so thankful to the fact that it's working, at least until the power
goes
out.
It's great. Everything is running very smoothly. It looks like we can see everybody. Everybody pops up when they start talking. I like that.
Yeah, this is fancy stuff here.
This is high tech. It's 2015.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, and, Joe, I got my shirt in the mail, but it doesn't look like yours. Is this not the right shirt?
No, it was, though.
This is the wrong color shirt.
Well, it's sports gray. It looks like you look like you got a sports gray shirt on. it's just white. All, the whole white thing in the middle, not so much.
Maybe the tape. I don't know. That's awesome. I love it. I should do that too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beatrice. Go ahead.
I said I should do that too. I like that.
Well, I do have some extra shirts. I made sure to order extras. For anyone that doesn't know, about 2 weeks ago, I put up online that I was selling these hashtag How to Dream shirts. And the idea was to get 10% to give kids the world. And the idea was that I really wanted these shirts made. So I was like, well, if I could sell a bunch of them before I have to buy them, then we can get them made.
I like how Joe's, the preface of this is I wanted shirts. And so we decided to sell the shirts too.
Yes. Yes. Well, cause I was like, well, how I could just get a one-off, but it would have been a lot more expensive.
Right.
So, you know, it was $12 and, they're not online at the moment, but once I go through all the ones that I have to give out, I should have some extra ones laying around, and, I'll probably put them online and you can buy them for $12 and we'll donate some more money to give kids the world. And, I think actually though, the V-neck is hot. I didn't wear it.
I'm a fan of V-necks. Joe, yeah. I'm saying.
Right here.
I know there's a lot of hair here. The V-neck is really deep on the one. I got two of them made, and some people are unhappy about the fact that I got the only two, but that's okay. I'm not too worried about it. Cause next time around we're going to do the V-necks. They're a little more expensive, but it's not too bad. Like an extra $1.50 or something, but
we have a new visitor.
Oh, do we? Who's the, do we?
Do we?
No.
Oh, no.
Maybe they jumped in and jumped out.
Jumped out.
But yeah, so, But yeah, Anthony, hopefully you'll have your shirt on Monday, like the mail, you know, the good old postal service says that you will, and you won't have to have a counterfeit one.
Cool, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure to be a part of it, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me, and it was the least I can do to be here for you today. So thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. I me and him talk pretty regularly. I do another for those that don't know, I do another show with podcasters and bloggers where we talk about blogging tips, podcasting tips, and it's a Google Hangout just like this one is. And ghosts. Oh yeah, ghosts. That's right. Yeah. Not too long ago with the ghosts, and I was like losing my mind. In fact, I left. For those that don't know, I left my house because Melissa wasn't home, and I was so freaked out about what happened. I left. I was like, I'm not saying. I called my boy Matt up, and I said, Matt, what are you doing? And he's like, snap. All right, just come over. It's cool. Don't worry about it. I slept on the couch.
What exactly happened?
There was someone in the back, but the thing is, Anthony, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, and I didn't see anything.
They didn't see anything. I had to go back and like put a video together just for people to see it. Now Dave's saying you didn't see it either. We were? Oh yeah. Yeah, I had to get out of here. I was not having it. I don't know what it was. I'm not purporting to know what it was, but I had to bounce.
So your wife is your protector, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
she wasn't here.
She,
you
she
were
protects.
Like, you know,
fact, as, this is look at this. My wife right here. Well, we even match. I feel like we got Facebook shirts on.
Hashtag how to dream on all your social networks.
Yes, and so. This, for all that don't know, this is my beautiful, awesome, insanely supportive wife, Melissa. Say hi.
Hello. Hello out there to everybody.
You can't even hear yourself? Well, what do you want to hear yourself for? You just have to talk into the
mic. Hello?
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway.
Just like that.
So, yeah. So I can't express how thankful I am for this awesome person in my life that supports me through all this craziness and all these awesome dreams and these ideas and takes me back constantly to say, Joe, you know, you're only one person. You can't do it all right away. Just pick one thing. And for me, it's really hard to do is just pick one thing. Obviously, I do so many things, but trying to fit them in a schedule and make them all go. And this is the person that makes all that happen.
Oh. And she's also the ghost slayer.
Yeah.
And protector.
The protector of Joe.
Apparently he's the only one that actually saw the ghost, but we're just going to take Joe's word
video.
For it. Because it's Joe's
video.
Day.
If you check out the video,
you know, I just want to say that the positive vibes and the positivity that's just in this room and across the Wi-Fi right now is a real testament to the Dreamers podcast and, you know, what you do for the world. And I think that you do a great job, brother.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And even my wife agrees. I'm sorry, Dave, you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the wonderful job she did with our movie at this point. She played the female role at that. So I'm very looking forward to having that come off tonight on video.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we'll be getting to that very shortly, actually, as well as a performance by Rich Quick.
That's
this
me.
Guy right here, because he's
with the obnoxious
awesome.
Lanyards.
How did you get started with the lanyards anyway?
So I initially had this is a cassette tape and it's called a gnarly chain.
What's a cassette tape?
It's like an antique CD. Actually antique MP3.
What's a CD?
And I got this off some kids in South Jersey in Sicklerville, New Jersey. They were selling these and so I bought one. I thought it was really fly. And then I met a guy named Cody Griswold, Cody Grizz, and he has a company called 8-Bit Bling. and I was shooting a video in Flatbush for my New York people in the building. I don't know if we all go to Flatbush or it's just me.
I don't know what that
is. but he brought me this Rich Quick. It's called an 8-bit bling, and he brought it for my video shoot. And then this is my guy. This is my Facebook sticker. If you follow me on my social networks, you know this is my favorite guy. So he also blessed me with this piece. And I wear them obnoxiously because I'm a hip hop artist. And as we were talking about earlier, Joe, hip hop artists are obnoxious.
Yeah, yes, you know? They are. It's funny that you mentioned that because just last night, actually, when I wasn't able to sleep at night because I was so nervous about everything going right today.
And haunted by ghosts.
And I don't even get sorry about the ghosts. We're still in the house here. And they're probably still in the house too watching. So
hearing me taunting them.
Yeah, don't, especially on a stormy night.
On a stormy night, right.
Come on now. they can definitely be obnoxious with their bling. But you know what? Your bling is not so blingy.
Yeah, it's not so blingy. It's, you know, I don't have any bling at all. All of my flashiness is like plastic, so I think I could pull it off.
So right now what I would like to do is to get some of this money raising going. I'd like to get some people up here to do some Minute to Win It games, and I will personally donate $10 for each game that's able to be completed. So we're going to get three people. There's three games. That's 3 times 3. I was told there'd be no math, but that's $90 total if we can get all 9 of these tasks completed. So I know how to dream, baby.
Do you know hashtag how to dream on all social networks? Because anything can happen that we put our minds to and that we dream and believe in. So make sure that you hashtag how to dream if you're dreaming to win these Minute to Win It games this evening.
Yes. So the three games that we have that we're going to be doing here, one is involving M&Ms. Everybody loves M&Ms. How about sorting M&Ms? Sorting, not sorting. Like it's just some like crazy glue and glue them together and then like break them over each other.
We will not allow wasting of chocolate.
Okay, we're not gonna.
That's true. You can't waste chocolate.
Chocolate. No, definitely. Yeah, I know. Well, who said that, Beatrice?
Yeah, I might need to go get some chocolate.
I don't blame you. I need to go get some chocolate myself. So
she can't hear. She had a Darth Vader cupcake earlier. So your chocolate is accounted for, Beatrice.
Yeah, it's already done. But you know, I can always go for more.
I'm just gonna run it off
with
later
that large
anyway.
Glass of wine.
Right.
Oh, yeah, where's the wine at?
See, this is. To cheers, you know. not
everybody knows, but I don't drink. I just drink water and sometimes soda. But I can appreciate it. Oh, okay. Apparently it's a delay in the living room. So we need to figure out who's going to do the first task. Melissa's getting it set up, it looks like. We have two people so far. Where's Jessica at? Is Jessica coming? Do I got to open the door and say, coming? Jessica's coming. Now, hold on a second. Now, this is Melissa's cousin, my cousin through marriage, door still open, air conditioning still on. And she was part, she helped out in this video that you're going to see a little bit later. The 3-minute film that we made and didn't get nominated for, but it's okay. It's okay. It's still a quality film that I've watched way too many times. So, Jessica, thank you for coming out tonight. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me. Yeah.
You're very welcome. And you're going to compete here with Jason and Jeanette, $10 a piece. Oh, wait. We want to do the M&Ms? We'll save that for last. Let's do the M&Ms first. Uh, What we do need right a here? Table. We do need a table. We didn't. Yeah, you want to do it on here? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it on the. Let's do it on there. You're gonna eat them? All right. Apparently, we like to eat chocolate here.
I refuse to partake in anything that's
chocolate. Can we get them to do it all at one time? Yeah. Okay. Well, we can get them to do it all at one time. Tell you what. The table's pretty
problem
far
solving.
Up here.
Hashtag how to dream on all social networks, Twitter, Instagram.
Tell you what. Let's grab this one right here. Rich, why don't you take over for a minute here?
The pressure is on, ladies and gentlemen, as Rich was asked to take over the microphone. How you guys doing out there in Wi-Fi land? I'm talking to you guys. You guys. No? Nothing?
Hey, what's up, Rich? Hey.
Sorry.
Hi.
I had to unmute myself.
All the pressure got put on me because I'm co-hosting this evening, except... I do a really poor job at co-hosting. I don't even know what camera to look at this point.
You're doing good.
I think you're doing good.
Excellent. As we get the table set up here for these Minute to Win the games, and Joe is personally donating $10 for each person that completes these tasks.
You're going to have to do a little rap or something.
Yeah. I don't think they're ready for that one.
You can keep it clean.
I can. I can. I'm pretty clean cut. In case you, I mean, I'm pretty non threatening, especially in my music, but only some of the time. Usually. So, let's not forget that we are raising money for a good cause this evening. Give Kids the World, that is helping children with ailments and diseases, life-threatening diseases, enjoy Disney World. And that's what we're here for the Dreamers Podcast 1 year anniversary.
Yay!
Feel free to applaud out there in Wi-Fi land. Snaps.
You guys started talking about M&Ms. I went and grabbed some chocolate chip cookies. So
I think there's a cookie challenge in a little bit. A minute to win it.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, look.
There might be other colors in there. I don't know anything about the green ones. All right, so six. We need six cups. All right, so we're going to do this one at a time. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull the camera down here because we have this awesome. You want to run the camera? All right, we got a cameraman here. Here you go. Yeah, so we're going to need a timer. Can somebody get their phone out and time this stuff? Well, they are just sort of. Oh, was it? Were they supposed to sort of the whole thing, the whole bag? Is that the way this goes? I've only watched the show like once. You're the expert in the show.
All right, folks. This could take a while.
Oh well, no, it's only supposed to.
It's only supposed to take 6 seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds. Awesome. All right. So one. Who's gonna go first? All right, Jeanette, you're going first.
Some might, you know, go elsewhere along the way.
In your mouth. That's what she said.
See, I'm supposed to be the raunchy one this evening.
Okay. I don't know. Is that? You think you could do that in 60 seconds? How about we just cut in half? Cut in half. Oh yeah. Okay. That's. Don't waste the chocolate now.
But it.
Wow.
I'm not sure that these piles are looking fair at this point.
Yeah, I know. Do you see these piles? You see this? She's like, I'm going to cut it in half. And then it's like, oh. What are you like? This isn't white powder. You don't have to cut it that, like that. I don't know.
Again, I'm supposed to be the raunchy hip hop guy tonight.
All right, tell you what, just bring, like, all right, there you go. Probably shouldn't have pulled the whole thing out, but it's okay. So,
well, how many people are participating?
No, just one at a time, one at a time. Then we'll dump them out. No, you don't have to do, no, it's one at a time. So Jeanette's going to go first. She has to sort all these in 60 seconds. You got that on the camera? Okay. All right, cool. You might have to just come down a little bit because I don't think if, see the faces? I think that you can't see past the faces. No, like the stationary ones at the bottom. Okay. All right. So somebody got the clock? You got the clock. All right, Dave. Dave's got the clock.
Get that. Go.
Oh, you got this, Jeanette. Go on, Jeanette. Wait, you're mixing them. You are. Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you doing? Oh wait, are you colorblind? Is that was that? I don't know, maybe. Wait, you're gonna be able to do this? Oh, okay. Way to hit her in the face, Chase. That's awesome. Good job. You have to go work. You know what? I feel like there's like 20. It should be like 20 or 30 M&Ms. I don't remember because we did it before. We totally screwed this up. Has it been 60 seconds already? 55 seconds? Three? Yes. Okay. All right. Tell you what. So. Yeah. Okay. So that's gonna be hard. All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna pour these back in here and we're gonna cut that in half. That sound good?
Do I get a retry?
Yeah, you can try again.
I'll let somebody else go.
So you can watch their technique.
Watch the skill.
Okay.
I was looking for a technique.
I was just sort of throwing them in cups and then I got confused with what color went in what cup, you know. Yeah, we have to mix them up because all the greens are now together.
Well, you know what to say about greens.
We know what they say about the greens.
I don't know either. Dave's the one that said it.
He doesn't want to tell it.
He doesn't
want to
say.
The raunchy hip hop guy is unfamiliar with green M&Ms being
something
promiscuous.
Oh yes.
Oh, like the commercials.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
The green ones are aphrodisiac.
Really?
That's what they always said.
And this time, I've been...
I remember that from high school.
Elementary school,
me. Okay, I need to get some Oreos. I'm going to be right back.
We're going to be playing with Oreos in a little bit, Beatrice.
You're making us hungry.
I don't know if I can wait.
Yeah. No, wait. Seriously, you should wait because here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the cookie on the forehead, and you're going to have to get from the forehead to the mouth.
Oh, okay. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. I got an extra $10 if you do it.
I will try it.
This is going to be fun.
All right, so you can do that in 6 seconds. I think that's fair, right? I think that's doable. I think it's way more doable.
Where's my phone?
We shouldn't have poured them all out. Oh yeah, a whole bag, or half a bag, and then half a bag. Okay. Are you ready, Dave? You ready?
Ready.
Set. It's really hot. Let's go.
Oh, see, I see a technique.
Said every professional sports player ever.
I see it.
That was about to hit you in the face.
She's got it. She nailed it.
She nailed it? How are we doing? How are we doing with time? What are we doing with time?
Yeah, got 18 to win.
Oh, man, you got 40 seconds. You got this. Come on, you got this. There's only
do as much as
30
can.
Seconds left to go. 30 seconds. You got it. You got this. Yeah, the whole rest. How's sorting looking? Sorting looking good? Sorting's looking good? No, you're good. You got it. Boom. How about you do? 40 seconds. Sweet. Eat some M&Ms.
Technique.
Right.
Technique, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so we...
Technique.
Oh, yes. The sexy ones. All right, so we already have... Oh, that's a shame. All right. Hey, we got a donation.
Yay! Ooh.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. $25. Very thank much you, thank appreciated. You, thank
you. What was the link for that, Joe?
If you go to howtodream.co/year, on the right-hand side of the page, you can go to where it says Give Kids the World. There's a big logo there. Click on that, and you can donate right from that page. All right. So what we need to do is – oh, did you get a hold of Chris? I wonder if Chris is watching right now.
I did text her. Actually, that's a good question. Let me check if she responded.
Hello there. Spilling. Yeah, mix them up. Mix them up. Mix them up. Mix them up. All right. So far we're at $10. Now what I didn't get to tell you guys is that Lori agreed to double the donation that I make from this. So thank you very much, Lori. So thank right now, Lori, we're at $20. And who's up? Weren't you supposed to?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good? You good? You good with the camera? All right, I'm loving it. All right, give me that timer. All
right.
Are you ready?
Go.
Get set. Go. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. You got this, Dave. Oh, you're dropping them. Slow down. Slow down. You got plenty of time. Jessica did it with 20 seconds left to go. I think you got this. No, it was 40 seconds total. So it's 40 seconds left. Yeah, you did it in 20 seconds. It was
very impressive.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had to tweet about it.
Lightning speed.
With hashtag how to dream. Or how to sort. Okay, we're at 30 seconds. Come on, 37 seconds. Come on, Dave. I think the paper towel is a problem. I think we need to get rid of this paper towel. I think with 15 seconds left to go, I should help him out here and get them all the paper towel.
Brown M&Ms.
So wait, what was your technique, Jessica? One color at a time.
That's the
ticket.
Oh,
we're past 1 minute, Dave. Oh, it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I'd imagine it'd be easier without the paper towel because you're trying to like pick up. Yeah, like. I could see this. Are you seeing this on the camera here? Like when you go to pick stuff up, it like bends. It gets flimsy with it. So I could see it being a problem. All right. Who's going next?
Now, can I have a retry?
Yes. Okay. With the same amount that Jessica was able to do in 40 seconds.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. That was amazing. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
I'll mix them up because they're not already pre-sorted.
All right.
That's all.
That's all you got.
All right.
All right. Who got a timer? Dave, you got your timer?
Yes.
All right. Very good, sir.
Ready? Back. Go.
The technique.
Got some shaky cam going on here. How are we doing with time?
20 seconds.
21 seconds.
All right. She's making good progress.
30 seconds remain.
30 seconds.
How's the sorting looking? Sorting's looking good. All right. About 20 seconds left. And boom, she's good. She's in. That's
43 seconds.
$20 to Give Kids the World. So thank you very much. Very good. Very good job. All right. All right. So, all right. What were your – Jason, did you want to give it a try?
No, I'm good.
You're good. Okay. He's good. He's good working the camera. All right. So let's move on to the next one then. And for the next one, we're going to have to move this table out of the way. So get this table out of my face. And we're going to go. Beatrice, did you get your Oreo cookie yet?
I'm getting them right now.
Go get your Oreo cookie, yeah. No, they're not sorting. You're just pouring. Pour.
I think this is the minute to win it that I'm looking most forward to.
Yes, I think it's going to be hilarious.
The hammer adds 10 browns.
Waka waka. Back that way. Thank you very much. Yeah, don't spill the M&Ms. Save the M&Ms. All right, so we're up to $20 for Give Kids the World. Actually, it's $40 because Lori agreed to double my donation for every task completed. So for the next one, we're going to do the Oreo cookie on the face, and we're going to do one at a time here. We're going to do one at a time because I want everybody to see how much of a fool they can make of themselves.
Wow.
Before they sit down. And
can we play at home?
On their head. Hey, you're going to play at home. Well, if you guys want to play along, we'll
play at home.
I will donate $10 if you can make it happen. It's tough. I know. I've been there. All right.
I'm always willing to look foolish, especially for a good cause.
Yeah, this is for a good cause. This is for a very good cause. Ice cream for breakfast is an amazing cause, no matter the place.
Why breakfast, dinner, and dessert, and lunch?
I'm running one of their rides in August.
So actually, where'd Melissa go? Is she coming back? Okay, she's coming back. Well, while we wait for Melissa to come back, so she can partake in this this tomfoolery, real quick, Dave wanted to talk about Give Kids the World and what he's about to be doing in the not too distant future.
All right. So on August 8th, me and a bunch of friends, both in Disneyland and Disney World, are going to be riding It's a Small World all day long to raise money for Give Kids the World. So my goal is, my school has already given me $800, so I'm doing $100 per hour. So I'm already committed to 8 hours of riding It's a Small World over and over and over again.
Oh my.
I get another $900. That's 17 hours of the kingdom open, including extra magic hours. I'll ride it all day. And if I make an extra $1,000 on top of the 800 I got the morning beforehand, I'll do a 5K in the morning before the kingdom opens around the Wilderness Lodge property, listening to nothing but It's a Small World. So
wow.
If I can get $1,000 that way by the next 2 months, I'm going to be tweeting it out constantly. Otherwise, how many hours I do depends on how much money I make. I'm already in it for eight. You might be reading about me in the newspaper because I'll probably kill somebody at the end.
I got a dream.
You'll never get that song out of your head ever, ever, ever after that.
Oh, I know. Phil did it with – how many hours was Phil doing? He did the Stitch's Great Escape.
Oh, yeah.
12 hours.
Again, Phil did it again. That was
painful. Punishment. All right. So who wants to do it? Who's doing it first? Melissa is volunteering first as tribute for that movie I've never watched. All right. Oh, I should. Somebody should get a clock out. Looking at you, Dave.
I didn't know we were timing on this one.
It's 60 seconds.
It's a minute to win it.
We can go for – well, you want to do a minute and a half? Let's do a minute and a half, right, because it's tough.
Oh, she gets a minute and a half. She's your wife, Joe?
Yeah, no, everyone will get a minute
okay,
and a half.
I see.
No.
Ghost protector of the universe.
Yeah, she keeps the ghosts away, so –
She deserves it.
All right. Where? Yeah. Well, we're live here in our garage at the house. It's a ghost-free environment, as far as I know. So, seeing anything on the camera? Just shout out. All right. So, Melissa, are you ready You will have 1 minute and 30 seconds. Dave is on the clock. Melissa, put the... Yeah, what happens?
5 second rule.
Tell you what, have the cookies ready. Jessica, you want to be the cookie lady? Okay, you'd be like the cat lady, but with cookies. It's not a bad title. We just offended every cat lady in the world. All right. Melissa, put the cookie on your forehead. So you just got to get it from her. She got to get it from her forehead. So from right here down to her mouth in a minute and 30 seconds by just using her facial muscles.
Oh.
So take notes, Beatrice and Kathy, because I'm expecting to watch you do this, in the not too distant future.
Wow.
All right, you ready?
Set.
Go. Get them blinking muscles going. This is all for charity.
All right, now we're cooking.
Don't drop it.
In your mouth, that's $20.
Oh.
Get the tongue up. It'd be $20 in the bank for Give Kids
Wow. Some World.
Oh, this is great.
It's okay. You're at the 30-second mark?
Yep.
All right, so you have a minute left.
All right.
What is this, the rock and roller coaster? Alternate route?
It's a monocle.
Oh, we lost the cookie. Come on, what do we have with time?
50 seconds.
50 seconds.
You have to just drop it.
But he's like, oh, get your face over, mouth open.
Oh, come on.
Tongue out.
Yes! Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
That was awesome. Hey,
so you would have had it.
If I didn't see it for myself,
it would have been like that ghost. It's hard to see. Get it in a little closer.
That was impressive.
There you go. Awesome. That's $20 more in the bank for Give Kids the World. All right. Let me get my phone over here so I can keep track of all this. Hold on 1 second. I will.
I got it.
Just tell me when.
All right. Rich Quick, you go with the time, sir.
All right, we're going to go right now.
Oh, we got to get this cookie up off the ground before it gets smushed. Who wants a free cookie?
Oh!
Come on. You can do this, Dave. Where'd that other cookie go?
Very close. Promising.
Shimmy it. Oh, you can't show them. Again, this is all for Give Kids the World. Oh, you almost had it. Cookie him.
40 seconds.
Oh. Come on, Dave. Come on. Just flip it.
10 seconds remain.
Was it a minute and a half? Minute and a half?
We can go a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. It wasn't just for Melissa. I play fair. Oh, sorry. You gotta get the technique down first. I hope you're paying attention, Beatrice and Kathy.
I'm watching. Andy, do you have
any Oreos at home? You seem to have a lot of junk food at home. You're on mute, buddy.
What? I got chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, wow.
That's huge.
It's way too big. It won't fit in my mouth.
No, time out. Give the guy a cookie. Yeah. All right.
Oh.
You're volunteering. I know. You're gonna raise a lot of money for Give Kids the World.
Someone wants to help with the cookie challenge.
All right, so I guess who's up next? Jessica? Jessica says she's up next. I will cookie you up, I promise. All right. Who's got the time? Dave, you got the time?
Yep.
Just can't use your hands. You got a minute and a half.
See, I'm way too cool for this one.
Oh, no, you're not. You're afraid of the
and plus,
are you ready? Is it you gone? The clock on? Clock's on. All right.
Yeah, get those muscles working.
You look like a pirate right now.
Come on, Jess. You can do this. Oh. Here's a cookie. Dropping cookies over here. That's how we get ants.
Oh, you're not even trying at this point.
Oh, I'm doing horrible. I'm going to run out of all the cookies. I'm going to have to eat one. How much time is left, Dave?
We're at 47 seconds.
47 seconds. Okay, so like 50 seconds left.
Get into
your eyes. Hey, that's a good tactic. She's going to make this happen.
30 seconds remain.
At this point,
seconds.
Come on. 30 seconds. Let's go. Come on, Jess. Come on, Jess. Don't hit her in the face, Jason.
Oh, this is an easy flip right here.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep
just blink really
tongue
hard.
Tongue out.
I think that counts. She asked me.
Never has victory tasted so good.
How much time is left? 122. You got 8 seconds. Go on. You got it down. You already had it. You just got to do it without cheating.
And we're at 132.
Oh, she's so close. Come on. Just make it happen. Make it happen.
Oh, my God. She's got it.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Wow.
Good job. Come here. Free it. All right, that's another $10. Sometimes we need a little handicap. Beatrice, are you ready to try?
I'm ready. I gotta take my glasses off for this one for effect, right?
Yes. Well, I think it would be a lot harder with glasses on. That's for sure.
It would be. All right, and you guys can't see this as good, I guess, because
I mean, you don't have a professional cameraman like Jason, but make this happen. Okay, Dave, you got the timer? Beatrice, you ready?
I brought extras.
You're already dropping it.
I know.
All right. Ready, set, go.
I'm trying. This is a dangerous job.
16 seconds
in. Come on, Beatrice, you got it.
I think I'm getting Oreo dust in my face.
Well, you get a lot worse in your face.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, she froze. Oh, well, she hasn't gotten it yet.
Oh, it was close on that last one. I should say when it froze, it went in.
Yeah. 45 seconds. Oh, come on. You're almost at a minute. You have 30 seconds to go. Just go slow. Use your blinking muscles.
Oh, I'm trying to blink. I got Oreos flying.
You got 20 seconds. Just go slow. Go slow.
Come on, Beanie. You can do it.
Oh, if your mouth was open, you would have caught that. Four, three, two, one. Keep going. Just keep going. You got this. This is like the first guy. It froze. She's like a pirate face. So she got it. Awesome. $10 in the bank for Give Kids Involved. Amazing.
Absolutely that was fun. Amazing. I can say I've never done that before. So there
I
you go.
Have. Hashtag how to do. All right. Let's see. We got Jeanette up in here. You're going to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. You're going to hit her in the face. Okay, good job. Keep up the hitting in the face. Oh, I got to take off Beatrice. All right, we're back on our camera. Jeanette is about to play for $20 for Give Kids the World. And you're going to have a minute and a half to get this cookie in your mouth. Yeah, you do got a minute. It's perfect for... Yes, minute and 30 to win it. Awesome.
Five, all right. 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I feel like I need to hit her in the face.
You don't need to hit her in the face, Jason. When they do bad stuff. Yeah, no, Jeanette's all for hitting people in the face. Wait, somebody got the cookies? I got the cookies. Oh, I'm messing up my job. I'm doing double duty here. Come on. She's got this. Look at this. Look at this technique.
Wow.
She's got it. Just keep going. Just keep wiggling. Wiggle a little more. Oh, thank you. It's not finished at all. It's 38 seconds. Keep going. Nice and slow. Oh, look at this. She's so close. She's
wow.
So close. Get that tongue out. Easy, 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 easy.
Don't laugh.
Come on, Jeanette. She's got this. Just keep going. Just keep wiggling it. Keep working it. She's got it. Come on. Wait, how much time we got left? Could I have one more go at it? Oh, Jeanette. It's all right. You were really close. I mean, really, it was like it was between your tongue and the top of your mouth. And, It was close. Oh, watch your are you wrapped there? All right, so I'm gonna give this a try. Raise $20 more.
I don't know. You're sweating a little bit.
I know. It's gonna get stuck.
This is gonna get stuck to your face.
I'm gonna hand off the mic to Melissa, which is something that hasn't really happened in the history of the show ever. So here we go.
Yay! I get to yell at you.
Hashtag how to dream on all social networks.
Let's go, Joe.
Set, go.
Oh.
Those forehead muscles are impressive.
Keep going.
He must work out.
You know what right across his face? Wow!
That was
in 11 seconds.
Wow.
This
has got to be a world record.
Hashtag have a dream on all social networks, and you could die too.
Now, what I would like to do, Joe, since you did it in 11 seconds, the new record.
Minute to win it record.
I would like a cookie.
That one hasn't been on Joe's face.
Whatever. But because you have new world local record.
Garage record.
I will pledge $75 to your charity.
Wow.
Uh-oh. We have
lost reception, ladies and gentlemen. Reception.
And when he gets the camera back, and I'll tell you exactly. Reconnecting.
Check 1, 2.
Yeah, they can hear us.
Right, here we go. Yeah, audio's coming through fine.
The reason why I'm doing so much is everyone knows that Joe's here tonight to raise money for Give Kids the World. But what not a lot of people know is Joe supports other charities as well. If you can see my t-shirt for the Redbird Mission here, it's in southeastern Kentucky. I go down to Kentucky with the church every summer, and Joe and Melissa have been great supporters of us, buying chicken dinners, hoagies, and the such to support our trip and the community down there. That it comes to about the same as what I'm going to donate to Give Kids the World. And you support me, I support you, and you broke the record. And here we go. I pledge $75 to Give Kids the World.
That's wonderful.
Appreciate it.
I will try the cookie.
Oh, okay. You don't want that all over my forehead first? All right.
How come nobody's untwisting? Everyone's eating them the wrong way. You're supposed to.
Yep. Now, Kathy, are you ready to do it?
I'm going to try. My son is here, though. He may get upset.
Well,
I will try.
Wasting a cookie?
We won't screenshot you or anything.
Never.
And tag you on our social networks with the hashtag How to Dream.
Oh.
All right. So I'm gonna watch the camera on Kathy right now. So it's all you, Kathy. You have a minute and a half or 11 seconds, whatever comes first, to make it happen.
All right. 11 seconds. I like it.
Yeah, tell me when.
All right. Who's got Dave, you got the timer. You don't have to hold the camera up. Because the camera, she has the camera set on her.
Ready? Say when. When are we starting?
Started. Are we still
fine? Ready? Go.
Here we go.
Yay!
Come on, Kathy. You can do this. It's for charity. It's for a great cause.
A motion picture. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna.
Billy. Oh, this is great.
Oh, you are so close. It's okay. It's okay.
You got
like a minute left. You're solid right now.
All right.
So me.
Come on, Kathy. You got this.
Sorry, but now it's time for you.
You're almost there. Oh yeah, come on, come on. Keep it to the nose. Keep it to the nose. Get it. Oh, you're so close. How much time we got left? About a minute. You got about a minute.
Okay.
20 seconds. All right, we're down to. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant to say 30 seconds. Sorry.
15 seconds.
You got. Oh. Here we
gotta
go.
Gotta make a flip.
Come on, make it happen.
Blink really, really hard.
Try to get around.
3, 2, 1.
Ah.
Come on, get in. Oh. Try, good try. All right.
Oh, well. I'm still a winner.
Yes, you are.
Yay. You got your Oreo. That's what matters.
Yes. So we have one more game.
For my missed one, I'll personally donate the 20 that was missed from my missed one.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man, Dave. Nice, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you want to give it a shot now?
Tell you why I'm going to do it, Joe. It's because my mom and my fiance are watching, and my mom has pledged $20 if I complete the cookie challenge.
Oh, she texted you?
Yes, she has.
Hey, mom, how you doing?
I have to do it for the cookie challenge for the $20.
Awesome. Thanks, mom. Awesome. All right, so we need a timer. Try not to hit him in the face, Jeanette. Though I know it's going to be hard not to want to. All right, we got ourselves a cookie. Just don't break my camera, please.
Me?
You got yourself a cookie.
And here we go.
And we got ourselves a timer. And ready, set, go.
He's in the zone.
Yeah, he's got this.
Yeah, you can just see the focus in his forehead muscles.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Go. Oh, oh. Yep, oh, oh, you monocle. Got this. You got this. Come on. Oh, oh, oh,
so close.
You want a floor cookie. You were like me the other day when I wanted that shop cart, shopping cart pretzel in South Philly. And Paul's like, all right, well, here's your shopping cart pretzel.
Yep.
Oh, he's got
$20,
he's got,
ladies and gentlemen.
Good job. Good job. Good job. I'm going to go add another $10 to my list. There's a little delay, so she might be just seeing it right this second. Awesome. All right. So as of right now, my running total is $70. Lori agreed to match that, so we're at $70, and we have one more challenge to go, but it's a really hard challenge. And I know it's a hard challenge because I've done it before, and it's not for the weak of heart.
Hashtag how to dream on all social networks.
Yeah, you need that. You're going to need to know how to dream.
What's the challenge?
So the challenge is we have brand new golf balls. And you have to stack all three of those golf balls together. Yeah, oh my is right. Oh, and I don't even know if this garage has a level four.
I think our best bet is the...
No, it's definitely not level. I know it's not level, but I think actually what we'll probably do is we're going to do it over there on that table because I think it's most level down that way. Over here, there's like all kinds of bumps. Okay, so we're gonna get this camera. Bring the camera back over this way because you're twisted. You got to throw it under those wires. Yeah, you can disconnect it real quick. And we're off air at the moment. Be back in a second. We're about to stack some golf. No, they're right here. They're brand new golf balls. Never been touched by human hands.
Until today.
Special little story. Those golf balls actually came from my grandparents' house after they both passed away. And they actually have they're inscribed with the, I think it's like... Echo logo. Take one of the balls out. One of the companies that we used to deal with used to do all kinds of promotional items, and Echo, who a very good friend of mine from the business, Ron Bomback, repped for them. And if Ron happens to be ever watching this, hi Ron. Thanks for the balls. So these balls were probably given.
Thanks for the balls.
These balls were given a lot earlier, a lot sooner than you were probably around. So either way, thanks, Echo. We're about to try to balance the three of these balls. We can do a minute and a half because this is really tough.
I think I'm willing to accept this challenge.
You're willing to accept this challenge? So I'll give you chocolate if that's the case. We got M&Ms laying around.
Right.
2 minutes? Oh man, am I 2 minutes? Is okay. We can do 2 minutes. Rich, you willing to do this?
Absolutely.
All right, let's make it happen.
I gotta pass the mic.
Let's hashtag how to dream with this. On all social networks, not just Facebook, not just Twitter, not just Instagram, not just I'll don it. I'll rock it. Oh, it's Periscope too. Hashtag. How to dream on Periscope and Meerkat if you're into that kind of thing. So you're going to get 2 minutes to raise not $10, but $20 for Give Kids the World. All you have to do is balance balls on top of each other. And it is incredibly hard. Let's go, Rich. The first one's easy. The first one's the easiest of all of them. It's the second, or I'm sorry, the third one is what I meant to say. The third one is the hardest. Yeah, please shake it. Hit him in the face while you're at it. So after, once you get it up, it has to stay up for 3 seconds. Yeah, you don't want them to sag. How we doing on time, Dave? 37 seconds. Was it, how many margaritas did you have, Rich? Several. All right, so we're doing it with several. Maybe you should shake the table, and maybe it'll make it easier for them. Oh, how we doing with time? 57 seconds. And 1 minute remaining. And he looks like he's so close. So close. This is a really difficult one. I don't think I could make it happen. I mean, I dream big, but you got to dream really big to get this one. So for anybody that's just joining us, if you go to howtodream.co/year, you can click on the Give Kids the World logo on the right side of the screen. Or if you're on mobile, just scroll down a little bit more and you can click that logo and go and donate some money to Give Kids the World. That's why we're here tonight, outside of the fact that it's the 1 year anniversary of Dreamers Podcast. But you probably already know that part. And look at that ball rolling. Look at that ball. Just watch where it stops and then start building from there. You're at 2 minutes. Hold on. Let's see if he can get it. If he can get it here. No. Good try. It's tough. look at me. I got this right. Oh, it's very possible. They do it on the show in under a minute. Well under a minute. This is a first. And it will be a first. Now I'm going to don back the obnoxious necklaces. You wear it well, sir, better than I could.
Thank you.
All right, you want to give it a try? You want to move the chair?
Yeah.
All right.
I've never been so embarrassed in my whole life.
All right, so does anybody while she's getting ready, is anybody at home here? Does anybody else have three golf balls at home they'd like to play along?
I don't have golf balls. I'm sorry.
Everyone has Oreos though, right? Oreos was the popular thing this evening.
Sorry.
No golf balls here.
Let's see if we can stack three Oreos.
Oh. No, three Oreos on their sides.
Inside your mouth. All right, you ready? You got 2 minutes.
Go.
How we doing, Lori? Just take your time. Go slow. Feel the balls out.
All right, we're getting a little out of hand here.
I know. Well, it's easy when they're served up, piping hot.
30.
I'm not usually this bad. I don't know what the heck's going on. I'm sorry, what?
You're usually the Boy Scout of the group. I'm the one that's always the one that just is always so outspoken.
whoa, come on, Lori. You almost had it there. You just gotta rotate it around, find where the dimples line up and use the force. Just use the force.
Not too much.
No, it basically writes itself. Come on.
That's a tough one.
You got about 30 seconds left. You got this, Lori. Come on. Breathe. For anybody that didn't hear, the balls are turning blue. Yeah.
Green ones.
All the green M&Ms. Come on, Lori. Just get the second one on there, and then we can go from there.
All
That it? Oh, 2 minutes are up. So it's tough. It's tough. This is not easy. I know if Melissa wanted to come in and try it, I know she's very good at it. Come on, Dave. Play with them balls. Obviously, it's not like, you know, it's not like the balls just keep rolling.
They're firm.
Are they firm? Oh, wow. You would know, buddy.
The balls are firm.
All right. You ready? Set.
Go.
Come on, Dave. 2 minutes and you're going to raise $20 for Give Kids the World. How awesome is that? But don't answer me right now because I know you're in the zone. Remember, you just got to get up for 3 seconds. Melissa's in the building.
3 seconds. Get it Come up on. For 3 seconds. 30 seconds.
Come on. You can find it. All right, come on, Dave. Deep breath. You got about a minute left. I mean, this is not an easy task. I was not I'd be surprised if we get one. I mean, all this playing with the balls. I mean, they're going to be really blue by the end of this.
Oh my.
Oh, somebody's mother's watching. Oh my bad.
Namely, Jason's mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the generous donation.
Melissa's mom and grandparents are all watching.
In the next room.
In the next room. It makes it a lot easier to say all this stuff, I got to say. Otherwise, I wouldn't be. Come on, Dave. You got about 20 seconds left. I know it's darn near impossible. You just got to make it happen. Or not enough margaritas. Oh, he had it really close. That, I mean, it wasn't 3 seconds.
Not the first time a girl had
I think we're done.
I think we're done here. We're at 2 minutes and 10 seconds. You were so close. Definitely the best. Melissa, would you like to give it a try? Yes. All right, take a seat over there. And we're gonna see if we can get $20 more donated to Give Kids the World so that some kid will get to eat ice cream for breakfast just for that $20. How awesome is that? Ice cream for breakfast. I mean, they even say it on their website, so I'm not just making this stuff up.
I was in the ice cream. I volunteered in the ice cream palace a couple of times. That was one of the best experiences. That and working, driving the train around and doing the merry-go-round.
Awesome.
Nice.
Oh. All right, you ready? Let's go, Melissa. You got 2 minutes on the clock. There's a kid wanting ice cream right now, and it's not me. More well deserving of that ice cream than I am dealing with what they got to deal with. Well, she's a pro at this. Look at this. Yeah, well, that's more time than I've ever seen anybody do it.
This is intense.
I know. I feel bad talking during it.
I feel bad making terribly crude jokes. They do. They write themselves.
Come on, Melissa. Oh, she is like so in the zone right now. You got a minute.
Oh my God!
Wow! That was awesome. I told you she could do it. I can.
She's a ringer.
I'll give it a shot.
Can you believe this?
and they're still standing today. It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I'm impressed.
Well, I didn't hear. What did I miss? Another $50 for Give Kids the World.
Wow.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
And there they stand.
We are doing awesome. Look, they're still sitting there. The extra $50. You're right. So Lori just offered to donate $50 extra. So thank you, Lori, for donating an extra $50 to Give Kids.
For the stack of golf balls, Echo golf balls. I mean, they're still stand.
Yeah, they're still there. Look, it's there. Yeah, I'm hoping that she didn't cheat.
They're glued together.
Well, she might be using deflated balls. I mean, Tom did, and it's, you know. Whatever you got to do to win, man. She tamed those balls very well. Really bad joke.
Oh, my.
All right, I'm going to give this a try. There you go, Dave.
I feel bad knocking it
up. Yeah, I feel bad too. My heart just sank a little bit.
You just busted Melissa's balls.
Ready?
Yes, we are. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, looks like he's starting off with...
If there's any friendly ghosts in the room, you could lend your assistance.
Time for our grim ghosts to come out and socialize. Joe?
You want to stack your orbs on top of each other.
Don't close your eyes. Don't try to hide. Or a silly spook just might sit by your side. Shrouded in a deaf disguise. Because they begin to terrorize. After all, grim grinning ghosts do come out to socialize. Watch out for Constance. I do. I did. In sickness and in wealth. Mm-hmm. We are at 110, by the way.
Joe, I am extremely disappointed right now.
I am too.
Joseph, beware of hitchhiking ghosts.
Takes this guy 11 seconds to get an Oreo in his mouth from his forehead. Stacks some balls on top of each other.
Hurry up.
Come on, Joe. You can do it.
Certificate. 20 more seconds.
Hey, I got two.
Eight more seconds.
Where does that come from? Is that a Rachel?
Time's up.
Well,
good try.
Hashtag how to dream on all social networks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dreamers Podcast 1 year anniversary show.
Anybody else want to give this a shot?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah. All right. You're going to try something a little different. Tell you what, why don't we pull this table over a little bit so you can get closer to the camera? I'm in the way now. I'm all wrapped up in these wires. I gotta say though, I'm impressed that we've been able to go this long without any technical problems.
Yeah, thunderstorms and ghosts.
Oh, don't say it. Don't jinx it.
Oh, well, somebody needs to get better at the cameraman position. All right, so she's going to try it on the floor to try something a little bit different. Again, if you're just...
There we go.
No, you didn't. If you're just joining us, we're playing Minute to Win It games to raise money for Give Kids the World. For each task, I am personally donating $10. Lori has graciously wanted to double that, and throughout the whole event, people have added all kinds of money. It's just crazy the amount of money that we've been able to raise so far. So I'm very thankful for the for it. So she has two already on the floor. It took me like a
minute
and like 20 seconds to get two. She's already got two. Come on, Jeanette. You got this. Just keep feeling around.
I'm quite certain that we're there.
Just be gentle.
Uh-oh.
And you got to find the hole. All right.
You can bring them out.
Nobody move a muscle.
123. Garrison East can't move a muscle. That was a Botox joke. Come on, Jeanette. Come on. What are we down to, Dave? 20 seconds remaining. It's tough. It's really tough. It's tough to be a bug. It's also tough to be Jeanette right now. We just love Disney jokes here. What are we doing with time? 10. Time's up. It's tough. It's really
tough. It was a worthy effort.
I know it's tough.
All right. If I got two, I'm going to donate $10 for each ball I stacked.
For each ball you didn't stack?
Oh, freeze.
That too? Okay, so $20. Jeanette has agreed to agree to donate $20 for the two balls that she was able to stack. And it's okay that you couldn't do all three. But it's tough. It's really, really tough. Did anybody else want to give it a shot? Jason's going to give it a shot. He doesn't want to disappoint his mom at home. And it's cool. But just remember, man, it's tough. It's really, really tough. You don't want a chair? Okay, he's gonna wing it. And we got the clock. On your mark.
Get set. Go.
All right, come on.
Oh yay!
He's already got two. He's locked in the zone. He's got this.
It's looking good. It's looking good.
Minute 45. Come on, Jason. No pressure. No pressure. See, look, yeah, and you're telling me that there's moms watching this show.
Hey, they didn't hear that.
I don't know. Did anybody else hear that? Probably not. These mics are pretty good at that. Keeping it localized. Keeping it clean. Well, come on, Jason. You got a minute left, buddy.
Find the hole.
You can find it. Melissa found it. Seconds. 40 seconds left. I don't think she cheated. I don't think she used deflated golf balls. I don't think that's a thing. Got 45 seconds. They were unused. They were open. No, you got two. Come on, Jason. 10 seconds. Just got to find it. Only got to be right for 3 seconds. It's tough, I know. This is really hard. That's why I got 2 minutes to do it, because it's darn near impossible. Don't cry, buddy. Don't cry. try. It's tough. I know.
Another failed attempt.
Oh man. Anybody else? Anybody else that didn't? I think everybody did it. Melissa's the only one that succeeded. So because of all these games that we, I don't even know what the total is off the top of my head, but I know what my personally, it's $80 to give kids the world. So we did
$210.
$210. $210. You added it all up? Yeah. You're a math major too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just went to high school.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. It was bad.
I know.
And my answer is probably wrong anyway. So.
I don't know. I know. I got $80. Lori's doubling that. That's
$160.
$160 right
plus
there.
Plus an additional.
Plus 50.
It's $210.
Plus 20. Plus 20. Plus 75.
Yeah, you're right.
I did 35. I don't know if you've seen it online yet.
You did 35?
Yeah.
Oh man, there's a ton of math involved here. a lot of kids.
Complicate things.
That's a lot of ice cream. That's a lot of ice cream. I'm so happy. Thank you all so much for that. Right now we have a couple more things that we want to get on the night with. I know it's already 9:48, but we're probably going over time here because we got other things. I got some really special announcements for the end. Some really awesome things I want to talk about. The future of the show and all that. So I want you all to be a part of that. I have a performance with Rich Quick. We have a video, a movie, a 3-minute movie that we made here in this house with Dave Kosh, who wrote it, he directed it. I just helped filmed it and edited it and was in it, and Melissa was in it. I didn't star or nothing. All I did was fall asleep in it. That's it. That's all I did.
We're looking forward to it. It's already been an extraordinary night.
It has been an extraordinary night.
And we've been hashtagging How to Dream on all our social networks. I know I have.
We can do that. First, we're going to let Rich Quick get on with the performance real quick here. No pun intended. I'm going to break out my DJ equipment. Let me just throw this mic up here.
Because as I met you, your name was what?
DJ Rom.
DJ Rom on the ones and twos.
Yeah, man. I haven't gone anywhere.
But you've hashtagged How to Dream all around the world on all of your social networks.
Every time.
And so there we go. So we're making a difference tonight.
What hashtag again?
Hashtag How to Dream on all social networks. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Vine.
LinkedIn, baby.
Tumblr. LinkedIn.
MySpace.
Old enough to understand what LinkedIn is. MySpace. MySpace.
Wow. Does that even still exist?
It does still exist. I don't quite know why. They trying.
It's only for artists now. If you log on myspace.com/richquick, I'm quite confident that you will get all new music and updated content because I stay on top of things, Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes one of us then.
Oh, you don't still log on your MySpace? No?
No, I'm not. I do not. What is this? What is this? Well, we got more money in the house here. So Melissa's mom is so nice, donated $25. I have $20 here and a check for $25 from Melissa's aunt
and uncle.
Oh, it's from her grandparents. So thank you very much for donating more money. Very awesome. All of us are doing an amazing job showing the world how to dream. And now I'd like to let Rich Quick get his thing going here. Is it still raining outside? Maybe we get the door open. Can we want to open that door? Yeah. Get a little cooler in here?
It's a little hot in here, isn't it?
It's not getting not hot in here, Jeanette. All right.
That margarita, that's getting hit pretty heavy. Look, can we bring the camera over to the margaritas?
Oh, don't walk too far. Don't walk too far.
It's only a little more popular than the iced tea, I think.
All right. Rich, are you ready to hit it?
I'm ready to hit it.
All right, take your drink. Actually, Jason, can you pass me a bottle of water? Because I need something. I need to hydrate up in here. Our camera woman needs water as well.
She's gonna have to open it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you want to get one too?
No, I was just
helping out the camera woman.
Yeah,
he was opening it for you.
Opening yours.
He is so nice. You see, you got a gentleman in the house.
Video camera.
Gentlemen, the stills. Yes. And we thank you for those stills. I can't wait to see those pictures and how they came out. All right, Rich. You ready?
Am I going to be able to see myself?
Yes, you can see right. yourself.
Because I'm a little bit egotistical.
Just a little bit. All right, here we go. Ready? This should work. Let's hope.
One, two.
I'm dreaming here. Why is this working? Chuck Trees. I barely hear. Why is it barely coming through?
Turn the volume up.
No, volume's definitely up. Unless. Hold on a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, I go by the name of Rich Quick. You can log on my website, www.richmfnquick.com, and you can check out all of my latest music.
And Chuck Trees.
Are we doing this?
We're doing this.
Stress. I guess they say I got away with women. I'm blessed. I got 1,000 of them. They all hate me different. See, I ain't even tripping because I love them knowing. I just don't have the time to really let them know. So I write them sad songs filled with cliches. You know when stress beat lace when Chuck Trees plays. Plus I'm pretty popular these days, just so it seems. No one noticed me outside the local scene. Y'all women is gassed up, I swear. And that's what I was afraid was gonna happen. Now I'm here. And I can sit and entertain it like I care. But I'm about to hit the road, but I'll be back and you'll be there. I'm a traveling man, lady. And maybe you'll one day understand I can't adhere to plans. That's why I told you I'm a traveling man, baby. Cause I'm a travel the world. I'm a travel the world. I know it seems like I'm the right girl. And I'm just looking for the right girl. Psych, you believe what you wanna believe. But yo, things ain't always what they seem. I'm a traveling man. Oh girl, I'm a traveling man. I'm a traveling man. And I'm a travel the world. So I sit in conversation with a couple. Chuckling the drums and my phone keep buzzing and I'm a... But I just can't seem to get in my zone and lace these records. I ain't saying I'm a player pimp, because to say it ain't the business I'm in. I'm only saying this. I play the game so I can make a name and make me rich and maybe leave with my sanity for it take me with. Rich is really just a lonely man, lowly, really solely focused on a way to make a flip. I turn a room of cuties into groupies in a city where they never knew me. Who he? Just like a true G. I told you I'm a traveling man, lady. Lately all my plans turn to maybe so they hate me. That's why I told you I'm a traveling man, baby, cause I'm a travel the world. I'm a travel the world. I know it seems like I missed the right girl, and I'm just looking for the right girl. Psych, you believe what you wanna believe, but yo, things ain't always what they seem. I'm a traveling man. Oh girl, I'm a traveling man. I'm a traveling man, and I'm a travel the world. So it goes. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. It's me and Stress, y'all, chucking, you don't stop. Rocking with the best, y'all, travel the world, impress, y'all. Going home to the wood, picking right up where I left off. They must think I'm crazy, but in fact, maybe they be the ones that need that straight jacket strap. Chick, who did you think that you was dealing with in the first place? Girls nowadays act thirsty in the worst ways. First days in my face and loving it. Trust me, they don't love me, they gonna hate me when we done with this. So pour yourself a drink, because I'm leaving, we a hit. But I don't know if I'll be back in these jip-pip. So I gave her a kiss on the cheek and leave a tip. Go for your dreams, hopefully one day we gon' meet adrift. Maybe, but I'm a traveling man, lady. And I'ma travel the world, I'ma travel the world. I know it seems like I missed the right girl. And I'm just looking for the right girl. Psych, you believe what you wanna believe. But yo, things ain't always what they seem. I'm a traveling man. Oh girl, I'm a traveling man. I'm a traveling man. And I'ma travel the world.
Oh girl, I know it seems like I missed the right girl, and I'm just looking for the right girl. Psych, you believe what you wanna believe, but yo, things ain't always what they seem. I'm a traveling man. Oh girl, I'm a traveling man. I'm a traveling man, and I'm a travel the world. Oh girl, I'm a travel the world.
Hashtag how to dream on all social networks. Believe the dream, live the dream. We can achieve the dream. Believe that. Thank you.
Great job, Rich.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
I appreciate being here, man. The positive energy and the love that's in the building tonight and across in the garage tonight and across the interwebs is over really inspiring, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. The man, you know, it's not to bring it down. I know it was just an awesome performance here, but you know, the person that brought us together, we need a little moment of silence for, because he passed away about a year ago.
Yes,
it was a little over a year ago, and he was a mentor to both of us.
Yes.
Guy Jones, and he was the guy who ran the teen center over in Deffert, New Jersey, where both of us
crossed paths, where we met.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Ten years ago.
A lot's changed in 10 years.
A lot changed in 10 years, but we're still here. We're still rocking out, and that is, you know, thanks to Guy Jones, and he's no longer with us. So.
He was such a great guy. You know, he really believed in both of us and so many of the other kids that were in the teen center. I can't say enough nice about him. It's really a shame that he was cut down so early in his life, just after he had just gotten his master's degree too. It's a shame. I'd like to take a moment for him. Now, to honor such an awesome person, and I really couldn't think of anybody else that I'd want to do this for. But you know what? I think that you should do something a little old school.
I'm with it.
You're with it?
You got some old school on deck?
Yeah, I think I can pull something up here. Let me just let's see if this works out the way it's supposed to. I've been lucky so far. How's that?
Oh, I know this one. Do you know this one?
I believe I do.
Come on, man. Hashtag Hobby Dream.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh.
1979.
Do you know the verses, though?
Maybe.
It's real easy.
I can give it a try.
You remember that?
Can you give it a try?
Go ahead.
I just saying, it's just a little bit of hip hop, hip hop. You don't stop rocking to the bang bang. Boogie to the no chump, the boogie to the rhythm to the boogie to the beat.
Now what you hear
is not a test, it's Rich Quick, Joe Pardo.
Oh. Hey, I like to say hello to the purple, brown, and the yellow. I don't know, but I stay kind of mellow when I'm in the spot with my man Joe Pardo. Hashtag how to dream on the networks. You don't know how to set work. Yo, let me kick it off the top and my flow so go unorthodox. And I can sit in back and you know that I can spit this attack on this rap. I'm in the site and you know that we chilling tonight and we hashtag how to dream. Cause that's how we can scheme on this life. And you know what this like in this kid right, but he can still flow for show and I can still rock with Joe and get a guest spot on the show. Dreamers Podcast, yo. It's Dreamers Podcast, yo. It's Dreamers Podcast, yo. It's Dreamers Podcast, yo. Yo, 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 yo.
You the man.
Well, how about that?
How about that?
Tried to throw me for a little loop there.
A little bit.
And mess up the verse, but then I picked it right up. See, I'm on to you.
It's awesome, man. Awesome.
My brother, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, it's been so much fun. Now we have a video that this will be the first time most of you will be seeing this. Some of you might have already seen it. Very few of you already seen it. But I want to invite Dave over here. So get over here, Dave, because we have to talk a little bit, give people the lowdown on why this film was made, how it got made, and how awesome it turned out, even if we didn't get nominated. That's okay, though. No hate. Dave, take it away.
All right. So a local bar that I hang out in has a film festival every year. And basically it started out where they would pass around a hat. You'd pick out a title and a genre. And from that, you were assigned a three-minute film. You got 3 weeks to make it with that title and that genre. And you brought it back to the bar by midnight on the day it was due. And they showed them in the bar for about a month, and then they had a red carpet and they did an Oscar style award show. Well, it's been getting really, really popular in my neighborhood, and this time they had over 83 entries. When we first started, it was about maybe 10 to 12 people making films. So I wanted to throw my hand into the ring and see what I came up with. Asked Joe to help me out. The assignment I got, I had to make a three-minute film set in the 1990s, a prequel to an Egyptian myth. The whole idea was that night they had mythology as the theme, and you reached into a box and you pulled out an ancient scroll, and which I gave to Joe as a year of broadcasting. So pulled out this scroll, and it said we had to do a prequel to the Egyptian myth of the land of the dead, which basically talks about two men who die. One of them lived a good life. One of them lived a bad life, and what happens to them in the afterlife. I thought to make a prequel, I thought the guy that lived the really nasty life, who basically gets damnation in the end, was probably be more of an interesting character for a 3 minute short. And we had to set it in the 1990s. So we used a Danielle Steele novel. We used a disposable camera. And we had a Nokia phone on the desk to basically set up the time with that. So with those in mind, this is the debt.
Yes. All right. So now I need to do a couple things, some magic here. Rich, grab that mic. I'm going to switch over to a screen share.
What kind of magic are we doing?
What's Apple magic?
Oh, okay. All right. Not real magic?
Not real magic.
Oh, man, you had so many tricks up your sleeve tonight. I thought we might have been talking some David Blaine style street sorcery.
All right. So somebody that's in the room, can you tell me if you can see my screen properly?
That's you folks out there in Wi-Fi land.
Somebody, Anthony?
No, not yet.
How about now? Can you see something?
Oh, yep, here it comes.
All right, let's see how this works out. Hopefully it works out the way it's supposed to. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been more than patient with you. Given your current situation, I've given you time to adapt to your position. But that changes today. You will get the job done, or the game will change significantly, beautiful.
You know what you must do, as well as the consequences for not making good on the debt.
Here you are.
Thank you, Ethan. I'll take a white Zinfandel when you have a chance, please.
Of course.
Thank you.
Well, hello there, beautiful. May I buy you a drink?
No, I'm okay, thank you.
Daniel Steele, huh? Gonna need a few drinks after reading that.
Well, when you put it that way, sure. Thank you.
Anything for you, sir?
Rum and Coke, my good man.
Thank you.
leave him by the riverbank in the shade this time. Gave him enough so he won't remember the last 5 hours.
I got it under control, beautiful.
Unlike last time.
What do you want from me?
Oh, no, you don't, Ethan. Remember, you got us into this mess.
You've done well. Soon you'll have settled your husband's debt with me. I will call upon you in due time. Until then, they are fine.
One day, you'll get what's coming to you, Caleb.
Woo! And we're back on.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it went pretty well. Dave, congratulations, sir, on your first writing and directorial debut. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's many, many hours and many times watching the same film over and over again. And nobody can hear you.
Basically saying I was very impressed with what you were doing on the computer with while we were Skyping and just seeing how sending me shot after shot. Okay, how do you like this fade in? How do you like this? So, and I'm not the easiest person sometimes to work with. So you put up with me. So. Much appreciated.
Dave, I appreciate you thinking enough of me to want to ask me, and even more enough of me to think that I was too busy to say no.
Well, now I'm not letting you off the hook. For the next time the next one comes around, I'm not giving you a choice. I'm just going to call you and say, yeah, the picks tonight. We're doing this.
Yeah, let me know. I'm down, man. I'm down. I'm always ready. Always, always ready.
Awesome.
So let's see. What else? There was, I think one or two other things we had left on the schedule here that we wanted to hit before we sign off. And where is my list? Oh, here we go. So let's see. Do minute to win a games. We kicked a lot of butt at some of them, not so much at one of them. Yeah, Melissa did. She mastered that.
Listen, 11 seconds to get the Oreo off your forehead is pretty impressive, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a skill that will live on with me forever. Absolutely. I'm sure.
You're definitely the title holder in the tri-state.
View the Debt movie. So we did that. Raise money for Give Kids the World. We definitely have done that. Can't thank you all enough for that. Hashtag how to dream, you know, use it, wear it with pride. If you have the shirt, I'll be having more shirts go up live, on the website in the not too distant future. I want to do some V-necks cause I know people like V-necks. I like V-necks. That's why I got two of them. Yeah. Showing off that he can't see it, but it's a rug. it's all right, man. I got mine going on too. So we're sharing the rug love here. Rich, quick performance was amazing. So happy to have you in the building. Thank so thank you, man. I really appreciate. I can't even clap with this thing. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. let's see here. So before we get going, I just wanted to talk real quick about the year that it's been, and how amazing it's been of a year, and how I really am looking forward to everything that's coming forward in the next year. I got some really huge things going on, and some of you know, some of you don't know. let me go through some of them. What do we got? We got I'm going to be hosting an event down at Podcast Movement. So that's really cool. Can't wait to do that. Get to be in front of like 100 some people and just get to be awesome for like 6 hours, hosting and introducing speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker. And it's going to be amazing. Let's see, the other thing that I have going on, the Let's Talk. If you're a blogger, if you're a podcaster, go on to Facebook and type in Let's Talk
blogging tips or podcasting tips. We do that once a week, on usually on Mondays. We talk about all kinds of podcasting tips. I get to learn, they get to learn, everybody gets to learn. Anthony's been a huge supporter of it, so thank you very much, Anthony, for coming in and getting to not only learn but to show off some of the things that you've learned, and I get to learn in the process. So always much to block. My camera guy is a little drunk here. I mean, not drunk. He's just water, lots of water. He's getting dehydrated. That's really the problem, obviously. Let's see. I've been teaching kids. If you don't know, I've been teaching kids at Holy Trinity Regional School, not far from here, how to podcast. We're really close to getting to launch. Hopefully we'll have episode 0 and 1 launched at Squad, SQUAD. cast.org. Jason just asked, why am I doing that? Well, a little while ago, I had Andrew Zapley on my show. Happens to go to Holy Trinity Regional School. I got involved. I helped out. I brought speakers. I became friends with people there, and we talked, and they were like, we love this idea of a podcast. Let's get one for the school. And I was like, look, I'll do one better for you. I'll teach the kids how to do it so they can do it, rather than just me doing it, because I don't go to the school. I never went to the school, and I'm just some guy. But if I teach the kids how to do it, they can run it on their own, and it'll be amazing. And so far, it's been an amazing journey. There's 9 kids in the program. Shout out to Raphael, and now that I said one name, I got to say them all. But you all know who you are: Zach, Doug, Sophia, Talia. I love them all. They're all great. And I'm really looking forward to working with them, not just this year, but going into next year. So I do that once a week. I'm actually starting up, for those who don't know, I'm starting up my own school so that people know how to, can learn how to build a platform like I have built, how to make awesome websites and podcasts and videos, and eventually build your own websites to, you know, become small businesses. So it's starting as a platform building process, and eventually we'll go into more than just a platform building process. I have this huge mind map. I have a partner I'm working with. It's going to be awesome. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort, though, to get it off the ground. Part of the reason is also because I need to start bringing in money myself. Everybody needs money to make things go around, and this is one of the ways that I want to be able to make that happen. So the other thing that's been weighing on my mind a lot is, with all these other things going on, because the to go along with the podcast movement event, I'm working on getting more speaking events, going out there, showing kids how to figure out what their dreams are and how to make them and put them into real world situations. Also looking to show people how to build their own platforms like I've done. So there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things I'm working towards to be able to bring income and to continue to make this all go forward. With that said, and it pains me to say this, Dreamers Podcast is going to be going down to 1 day a week starting this week. And you don't have to hoot and holler there, Jeanette. I know. It'll be a lot easier to catch up. I know. September, and it'll be September like before we even know it. This whole summer will just blow right by us. But with that said, going down to 1 day a week is not the end of the show by far. It's far, far from the end of the show, but it does open up for this other project that I have going on. Because if I didn't have enough with running and everything else, it, all in the grand scheme of things, I'm actually starting up another show with a good friend of mine, Krista Joy, who I wish was here. She might be watching right now. If you are, Krista, and I guess she couldn't get in, it's okay. Still love you anyway. You're doing awesome things. We're going to do awesome things together. It's called Living the Dream Podcast, and you can go to livingthedreampodcast.com. It's all about showing people how to enhance their journey on the way of getting to live their dream. And it's a really awesome project. I'm really looking forward to working with Crystal on it. There's some other great people. Josh has been intricate. If you go there right now, there's a blog that he has been upkeeping constantly. So he every single day there's another post, and it's based out of Orlando right now, but we're working towards making it more of a national thing. So a lot of the posts are based in Orlando, but Orlando is one of the capital, you know, places that you go to enjoy vacations and stuff like that. So it kind of makes sense, but it's not a Disney podcast. Definitely not a Disney podcast. It is more of an Orlando right now based podcast, soon to be more of a national, on the national side of things. And we already have some really, I mean, I don't want to jinx myself like with the technology thing. We already have some really awesome, awesome, awesome guests lined up. Some of them are in the Disney community. Some of them, I don't want to jinx myself, but are really, you know, amazing celebrity type people. So it's not just interviews, but we're going to do some interviews as well mixed in. And it's going to be an awesome, along for the ride kind of show. So yeah, it's going to be awesome working with a team of people rather than just myself for 5 days a week, 3 days a week, and now just 1 day a week. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. And I think that's all I got in me right now. It's been an amazing, amazing night. And I can't thank everybody enough for not just donating, but being a part of it. I'm sorry. I thought somebody said something. Rich Quick.
Hashtag how to dream on all social networks, as we know.
You know, 10 years ago, Rich, did you ever think you'd be standing in my garage doing this?
I mean, honestly. Sorry.
Is it a little microphone tech problem?
Listen. If there's one thing that we learned in that teen center, which that was the goal of that place where we were at, was to teach us how to dream and pursue those dreams. So it's only right that we're here together tonight.
Yeah, man.
And I appreciate it, man. I'm truly inspired by this energy.
It definitely is. It's been an amazing night, and it's been an amazing year, to say the least.
Hey, Joe, before I get going, I just want to let you know on behalf of me, myself, and iRadio.com, we're donating $50 to the charity.
Aw, Anthony. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for everything. Great event, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Very, very much appreciated. It's amazing what you know, the friends that you can find and build. I mean, Lori came all the way from Virginia. Jeanette's here from New York. Dave is here from New York. You know, Jason's here from one town over. Rich Quick's one town over.
There we go.
I know.
Hey, I came from Massachusetts, though.
That's right. He could have just stayed up there. He could have just stayed up there.
Yeah, I could have just stayed there.
Or been like, I'm too tired for this. I'm not doing this. It's okay. It's all good. But no, he's here. And that it means a lot to me. So Thank you.
Thank you all. This was truly inspiring. It really awesome.
It's been an amazing night, and unfortunately, it's time to go. So I think I have a song to end this this night on. I don't think most people would appreciate it. I know Jeanette won't appreciate it because of who sings the song.
Oh no, not you.
he's not a homosexual fish. I promise you.
My man, gay.
Yeah, my man too, man.
He gets a bad rap.
Well, I mean, he's done some foot and mouth things, but
absolutely.
But you know, he's learned from it. It's just people don't see.
I'm not so sure that he's learned from it.
I think yes. You need to listen to some of his newer interviews.
Beyonce should win a number of awards.
Did you actually listen to the album that Beth put together? It was okay. I mean, I don't know if Beyonce's album was any good. I don't know. Didn't listen, but. So we're gonna end it with this this song here.
Hashtag how to dream.
on all social
and,
networks.
The message in the song is to not give up.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.
And when I stand up, it just makes me so mad. But it's a new mentality, a new way of thought, a new way of fighting, it's a new way of thought, and it cannot be taught, and it cannot be learned, and it's a step that's hard to earn. And veggies are easy to earn. And all I'm saying is all I'm saying is it's all time. It's all time. You know what I figured out? I think it's too tough for people in the world today. See, there's dreamers and there's haters. See, there's dreamers and there's haters and there's dreamers. And only difference is one thing. Only difference is one thing. Haters gave up all their dreams. Don't give up, don't give up.